Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmiras Haloshin, Shara Zechira, Perek Yud, Shir number 72, where the Chavetz Chaim explains why is it that Chazal used the mashal that a person's peh, his mouth, is compared to a kli umnus, is compared to a tool. And you find like this numerous times throughout Chazal. And he explains with the mashal, Kedarka B'Kodesh, where the Chavetz Chaim says that just like a person who works for the king, everything he produces has to be magnificent, exquisite, the highest caliber, highest quality. And the way the person produces this is because he uses his talents and he has the most finest, exact tools to produce the finest product. However, if one of these tools falls on the ground, it gets ruined, it gets damaged, then when he tries to produce the product for the king, it will come out blemished. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's the same exact thing with the speech of a person. Kein mamish b'inyan zeh hu koyach hadibur. So too with the power of speech. Sheniton le'ish ha'Yisraeli la'avoid boy lifnei ha'melech ha'noyro yizvarach shemoy. A person was given this tool to serve Hashem. What's a person supposed to use this tool for? But Torah, but Tefillah, ulevarech ulehoidos uleshabeach ulehalel lefanov. Person is supposed to use his mouth for limudat Torah, for davening to Hashem, for making brachas to praise Hashem. Ki hu kli ha'umnus hagolu sheyuchal odom hasholim livnos bo'y shemayim va'aretz. It's with this kli godol, it's with this very valuable tool that a person can create worlds, can create Shemayim Va'aretz, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'osim devorai beficho, and I placed speech, beficho, in your mouth, lintoya Shemayim V'lisoid Aretz, in order to create Shemayim, to create the heaven, V'lisoid Aretz, and to establish, to give strength to the Aretz. And says the Chavetz Chaim, it's kipshuta kimashmoy, exactly what he just said. Ki divrei hakdusha she'odem medaber poi b'zeh olam lifnei Hashem yizbarach. The holy words that a person says of Torah, of Tefillah, here in this world, nivroim lemailo olamos malachim kedoshim. A person creates worlds. A person creates malachim. What type of malachim? Malachim kedoshim. Holy angels, and these malachim, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, will be there representing each and every one of us, la'atzid lavoi, in the future, and say, I was created when this person said a bracha. I was created when this person learned Torah. I was created when this person davened. Yishtabach shimchol ad malkeinu. And each word of Torah, each word of tefillah, creates another malach. And of course, with the more kavana, a stronger, more powerful, more kodesh dike malach. And all these malachim are there to go up to Shemayim and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at all the mitzvahs that this person did. And explains the Chavetz Chaim that just like the person who is working for the king here in this world, and if his tools are blemished, it's going to produce a product which is blemished. So too, if a person uses his mouth with a blemished mouth, that mouth will produce a product. His Torah, his tefillah, the malachim that are created afterwards are also going to be blemished. But if a person uses his mouth as tools for kedusha, the malachim are shining, are strong, are powerful. And these malachim are there for you. We just had not too long ago the parasha of Akedas Yitzchak. So Hashem tells Avraham Avinu through the Malach, don't do this, don't go through the act of shechting Yitzchak. Atu yadati, now I know. You Avraham, you did the job, you passed the test. So the Mefarshim explain, how does the Malach know? Well, you see, Yitzchak is still alive, but it's more than that. That Malach was created from the mitzvah that Avraham Avinu did by listening to Hashem. The Malach itself came and said, look at me, look how powerful, look how strong I am. Look at the Kedusha that's standing in front of you. This was all created by the mitzvah that you, Avraham Avinu, did. With all the proper hachanas, with all the proper preparations. With all the proper kedusha. Because you had the Ratzon Hashem to fulfill Hashem's desire. That's what the Malach was telling Avraham Avinu. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim here is telling us as well. That when a person uses his mouth to make a bracha, to say a compliment, for Dvar Mishibik Dusha, he's creating Malachim. And they have sometimes a person is encouraged to go learn, encouraged to go do a mitzvah. And the recipient of this encouragement is thinking, oh, you know, maybe, yes, I don't know. If only we realize how much we benefit from us doing the mitzvah, from us learning Torah, we'd be running to do the mitzvahs. We are the ones who are creating these malachim. Then when we get up to Shemayim, we'll speak on our behalf and say, we were created when this person ran to do the mitzvah, when this person made the bracha, when this person learned Torah and did mitzvahs.